Questions 36 to 40. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the third talk.
Listen to a resident assistant talking to students at a university.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jody, and I'm one of the resident assistants for this dormitory. I'm a senior at the university, and as a resident assistant, I'm here to help you with any questions or problems. Your dormitory is called South Hall, and this road ahead of us is called Whitehall Road. There's a bus stop just outside and a frequent bus service with several lines to take you to the main campus or to the town. You can get the schedule from the student service offices. I'll show you where they are in a minute. If you look across Whitehall Road, you'll see three buildings. The one on the right is the laundry building. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can wash your clothes at quite affordable prices. The one on the left is the writing center, an important place, where trained tutors will provide you with individual assistance on how to complete assignments. The student service offices are just behind it. If you're looking to get involved outside the classroom, the best place to start may be your dorm. There are regular hall events organized to create a sense of community and introduce you to different events and opportunities on campus. Now, sharing a room, possibly for the first time, can be tricky. To avoid confrontation, keep your side of the room clean, or at least try not to be a slob. Academically, I advise you from the very beginning to prioritize and get used to doing this. Do not procrastinate. Do your work now so that you can have fun later. Take advantage of the resources here at the university. You are paying for them anyway. Become involved with things, but not over-involved. The key to success is striking a balance between duties and fun. And remember, if you are feeling homesick, lonely, or stressed, don't worry, it's normal. Besides, you can always come to me for help and advice.
Now, you'll hear the third talk again.
Listen to a resident assistant talking to students at a university.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jody, and I'm one of the resident assistants for this dormitory. I'm a senior at the university, and as a resident assistant, I'm here to help you with any questions or problems. Your dormitory is called South Hall, and this road ahead of us is called Whitehall Road. There's a bus stop just outside and a frequent bus service with several lines to take you to the main campus or to the town. You can get the schedule from the student service offices. I'll show you where they are in a minute. If you look across Whitehall Road, you'll see three buildings. The one on the right is the laundry building. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can wash your clothes at quite affordable prices. The one on the left is the writing center, an important place, where trained tutors will provide you with individual assistance on how to complete assignments. The student service offices are just behind it. If you're looking to get involved outside the classroom, the best place to start may be your dorm. There are regular hall events organized to create a sense of community and introduce you to different events and opportunities on campus. Now, sharing a room, possibly for the first time, can be tricky. To avoid confrontation, keep your side of the room clean, or at least try not to be a slob. Academically, I advise you from the very beginning to prioritize and get used to doing this. Do not procrastinate. Do your work now so that you can have fun later. Take advantage of the resources here at the university. You are paying for them anyway. Become involved with things, but not over-involved. The key to success is striking a balance between duties and fun. And remember, if you are feeling homesick, lonely, or stressed, don't worry, it's normal. Besides, you can always come to me for help and advice.
Question 36.
Who is Jody?
Question 37.
What can be concluded about the bus service?
Question 38.
What can students do at the Writing Center?
Question 39.
How can students get closer to other students in their dormitory?
Question 40.
What does the speaker mean when she says,
striking a balance between duties and fun?